Accession number 29542.
Mr. Morris Hyde, Reel 2. Now, tell us a bit about life at Harwell then. You got there, what, September, the autumn of 38.
Yeah,
but what was your typical day like there? What was your normal day like? Before the war started, obviously. So
yeah.
What would you spend your day doing?
Yeah, well, we used to start to get up. I forget now what time Rivoli was, but I think we used to go to the hangar about 8 o'clock.
And then what would you spend your time doing?
Just.
It's all right, if you can't remember, it doesn't matter. It's 70 years ago now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at it another. What do you remember of your time there? What stories? Give us an idea of what life was like.
Well, yes, it was, as I say, it was a very good camp, modern. You got good food, good accommodation, even had sheets on the bed, which we didn't have later on. Yeah. Well, there was always plenty of sports.
What sport did you play?
Well, I used to play football. Football quite a bit. And
who did you play for?
Well, I used to play for the squadron team.
Was it a mixed rank team, or was it just other ranks?
Other ranks, yeah. Yeah, other ranks. There's one or two, of course, there's a few NCO sergeants and that.
Were no officers?
And the team. No officers. They used to play rugby. Yeah. Most of them used to play rugby.
And who would you play?
Sorry?
Who would you play? The other squadron?
Well, inter-squadron. We used to have inter-squadron matches or inter-station matches, like, you know. We used to play other squadrons on other stations as well.
What was the standard like? Was it a good game?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd say a lot of the players were a bit better than I was, but... some of them used to have some very good teams, these stations, you know, station teams. They used to play Abingdon and Benson. They used to go and play them. They were RAF stations, Benson and Abingdon.
Anything else you remember about before the war started? Any other stories?
Yeah. They used to do... the officers and that used to do a lot of gliding at Harwell. Yeah, quite a bit of gliding. I remember just before the war, you know, let's say get a nice day, you could watch them going round and round, catching the thurbles.
And do you know which gliders they were? What type of gliders?
Oh, God, no, I haven't a clue what type of gliders they were. No idea. Just single gliders, like, you know, just one-man gliders.
How would they get? Would they get towed off by?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got towed off. Yeah.
Not
they
by
had
the ferries, but the battles. Or...
No. They had they had biplane. They had a biplane. I forgot what they were. They had biplanes to tow them off. Yeah.
Now, had you had a flight yet? Because I mean, you're in the Air Force, but yeah. Flying. When did you get your first flight?
Well, yes, I had. One or two flights while I was at Harwell. Used to have to scrounge them, like, you know.
So what was your first flight like? What was it in?
That was in a ferry battle.
Now tell me, what was it like flying in a ferry battle?
Well, it was strange, really, because you sat down there, there's the wireless operator air gunner in the back, and you were sat but by him, like, you know, but of course you... The cockpit top was up here. You couldn't see anything.
Did you enjoy it though?
Oh yeah, lovely. Yeah, I used to enjoy that. But as I say, you used to have to scrounge you. Nobody asked you. You used to have to scrounge you a trip up and like, you know, and sometimes you were called a bloody pest, you know, for. Get a flight. Like.
Did they fling, when they got you up there, did they do aerobatics and fling you out to see if they made you sick?
They used to do cross-country, what they call cross-country. You know, you used to go from one point, cross to another point, and then back to the station, what they call cross-country.
Now, anything else about the time before the war started? Any other stories of your time at Harwell with 105? Were you enjoying your time in the RAF?
Oh, yes, I was very much, especially at Harwell. As I say, it was a nice camp and that, you know.
Now, were you still there when the war broke out?
Oh, yes.
Now, do you remember, it's an old joke, do you remember the day war broke out? What were you doing? What did you see?
Yes, I remember it very well. Yes. I remember I had a weekend pass that was on the Saturday on the 2nd of September. And anyway, I had this weekend pass and I went home. I only lived 8 mile away from the camp. And I was looking forward to a night out with the lads at the local pub, the Magpie. And lo and behold, I think it's just after dinner time or mid afternoon, had a telegram, report to unit immediately. I thought, oh Christ, what's going on? Of course, I knew that the Germans had invaded Poland, so they were, in a state of preparedness, And so, oh Christ, so I had to hitchhike back to camp. There's no other way of getting back, there's no buses or anything like that, so went back to camp and missed my bloody night out. And when I got back to camp, it was in not chaos, but everybody was dashing around like blue arse flies. And then we got, got the order to, in the late Saturday afternoon, get packed up, pack up your kit. We don't know where in the hell we were going or why. Anyway, we finished up. I think it was taken to Ditka, I think, station. And we fished up, I think it was early in the morning, in Liverpool.
That's the morning of the 3rd of September.
That's right, yes. Finished up in Liverpool in early morning September.
Now, this is just the cruise, no aeroplanes, just...
Oh, just the...
The ground crews?
Ground crews, yeah.
What about the pilots?
Well, I don't know what happened to them. Can't remember what happened to them.
So what happened that morning, the day war broke out?
Well, I say we went to Liverpool. Put on the troop ship. It was dark, and of course, we couldn't see what in the hell was going on. And I think it's... mostly RAF personnel on troop ship.
Do you know its name?
No, I've no idea. I can't remember. Well, I probably didn't know anyway, so I couldn't tell you. Now, I think we finished up in Calais. I think that's where we went, to Calais.
So you think you went over actually on the day war broke out?
Yes, yeah.
Did you hear the broadcast or not get a chance?
No.
Now, what do you remember of that troop ship journey to Calais? Anything?
Well, I don't remember much about it, to tell you the truth.
You weren't seasick then?
Oh, no. Don't think so, anyway.
How did you feel about going to war? I mean, were you excited or...?
Well, I think that's what it all amounted to. Just excitement and expectation, And as I say, we finished up in... I think it must have been Calais. Yes, I'm certain it was Calais.
Now, what was happening in Calais? I mean, what were the French up to? Because they'd been at war a day or two by then, I think they'd just...
Well, no, yes. Well, they hadn't started then, had they? Not then, because we were in, we landed in, got into France late Sunday morning, I think it was.
So what was happening?
Well, of course, a lot of hustle and bustle. We went, in onto the sort of a siding and dumped a kit, and these train come along with these wagons on. These they were horse wagons. I think they were from the First World War. I think they were, what do you have on them now? Something about 8 horses. I think they call them chevaux. 8 chevaux or 24 men, homs. I thought, what the bloody hell's going in? We're not going in these, surely they're First World War transports, like, you know. Anyway, we finished up getting on these in these wagons and had a right bloody laugh about it.
Now, you knew you were at war by now because it'd be the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Where were you going? What was happening? What was the journey like?
Well, bloody slow, bloody noisy. And everybody, also got a lot of French people, you know, on the way, different places, bloody waving and shouting. I don't know what the hell they were shouting, I'm sure, but eventually finished up in Reims. Well, just outside Reims.
And that's still on the 3rd?
Sorry?
The same day?
Yeah, same day, yes.
Now, where were you going to be based? What was happening?
Well, we went to Reims, just outside Reims, and I think it was Army Barracks, French Army Barracks. I don't think they were Air Force Barracks, I think they were French Army Barracks. We stopped there, dumped a kit, and there was a Senegalese soldier. He was put in charge of guarding our kit. And, yeah, but, and when we come back, we went in for a meal, and that was a bloody hilarious, that was.
Tell us about that.
I dished, the French dished up the meal for us, like, and, well, had a chunk, bloody great chunk of bread, chunk of cheese, and big pieces of meat. Which I was discussing what it was, and one of the blokes said, "Well, you know what it is? It's bloody horse meat." That was the meal: bread, cheese, not some chunks of horse meat, and a pint of Vin Rouge. You couldn't believe it. That was, I don't know if it was supposed to have been a midday meal. Oh, yeah, midday meal it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And what did you think of horse meat then? I presume you ate it.
Well,
didn't you?
Well, not much. What say? Oh yeah, I ate some of it. I can't remember if I ate all of it, I'm sure, but I ate some of it. But a lot of the lads didn't stomach that at all.
So after this meal, after you've been in for the meal, what next then? What do you remember next?
Well, when we got sorted out, we came out. Oh no, I had to. Remember, they had to fetch a French officer to so we could get a kick, because this Senegalese soldier wouldn't let us anywhere near. No way. But anyway, we got that sorted out and got a kit. And then we got another train. I think that was another horse transport affair. That was. Yeah, and then we went to Villeneuve.
To where?
Villeneuve.
Do you know how you spell it? We can look it up. Don't worry.
I think it's V-I-L-L-E-N-E-U-V-E. the nerve.
That makes sense. That's, where was that?
That's near... that's in the Champagne country. And near Epernay.
Right. So, what was happening there? What happened when you got to Villeneuve?
Oh, when we got to Villeneuve, there was only just ground crew there, and it was about... I think it's about 2 days before the just mooning around to getting herself sorted out, like, you know, getting the billets and
was
sorted
this gonna
out.
Was this going to be your permanent base, Villeneuve? Was that where you stayed?
Well, that was the drone.
That was your aerodrome, right?
That was the aerodrome, yeah. Yeah, we were there getting sorted out with the billet accommodation and whatnot.
So what billets were you given?
Well, we were... Well, myself and quite a few others were billeted in this Champagne in Menil-sur-Oge, a little village, about 6 miles from Villeneuve. It's a Champagne storage place, you know, where they actually stored the Champagne.
How comfortable was that?
Sorry?
Was it comfortable? It didn't sound comfortable.
Well, no, I say, I don't know what they used it for. It's just a low platform that sloped up. Quite a long place it was. And that was where we slept with a straw palliasse. And that was it.
There was just a ground crews there. So what preparations were you making for the flying crews arrive? How were you preparing the drone?
Well, it was already more or less prepared. It was a French drone, you see. It was a French Air Force drone. It was nothing much. It's more or less... I think it's mostly grass, if I remember rightly. Yeah, I think it's mostly grass.
So how long were you waiting? What were you doing before the restaurant, you know, the air crews arrived in the airplane?
Well, as I say, we're getting the billet sorted out and getting the defence sorted out, because they put up machine gun posts and whatnot, all that sort of thing.
Were you involved in that, or...?
No, I wasn't involved in that, no. No, I think the planes came about... 2 days later. Yes, they flew in about 2 days later.
So what happened then? You're complete as a squadron, the 105 squadron's based at Villeneuve.
Well, of course, I think they started doing quite a bit of training then, like, you know. And I think they went down... went down a couple of times that the planes did, just the crews, like the plane crew, the pilots and that. They went down a couple of times to Perpignan, down on the Spanish border, where they had a bombing raid, and they used to go down there practicing bombing.
Did you ever go?
No, I never went down there, no. Well, as I say, it was just the...
It was the air crew.
Yes, the air crew.
Just... No chance of getting a lift on that one, then?
Oh, no. No.
So what are you doing? You're just working still as a fitter? Trainee, sorry.
Fitter's mate, yeah.
Any particular faults that were common to the ferry battle, you know? Something that you think, oh, it's that again. You know, was there anything that you would go wrong frequently on them?
Well, no, I don't think so.
So it's just routine maintenance, was it?
Yeah, just routine maintenance.
So what would you do to, you know, to keep a ferry battle going? It's the engine you deal with, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So what would you do? Was there a daily, weekly, a monthly schedule, or what would you do to keep the thing running?
Well, I used to check on the oil and all that sort of thing, what do they call it? Can't think of the name of it now.
Don't worry.
There's a glycol and all that sort of thing, you know, the cooling and all that sort of thing that you checked up on. Yeah, it's a bit vague.
It's all right. See, I know I can say you don't remember too much about what you did. So what's the next thing you remember? You're living at this billet, about 6 miles away. You're travelling into Villeneuve. You're working as a fitter's mate.
Yeah.
What's the next thing you remember? This is part of the phony war starting now.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what it was. It was just nothing going on at all. They used to go out occasionally on a bombing stunt, like, you know.
But practice bombing, or real?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, they used to go... bombing different targets, like, you know.
Kind so of. Proper bombing the Germans?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Did they suffer losses? Would they damage...
Well, no, what? On air crew, you mean?
To the planes you sent out, yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Well, no, I don't think it did. It never did do a lot of damage, really, I don't think. Because I think the air crew, most of the pilots and the wireless operator air gun, I think they were a bit scared, to tell you the truth.
What makes you think that?
Well, what say, being thrown in at the deep end suddenly, like, you know.
Were they suffering casualties? I mean, were you losing aircraft during...
Oh, yes, they were, God, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, there's one out there. I'll say, what did we have lost? Well, eventually they lost about all the planes. There's only one plane left in our squadron eventually, but...
But I mean, during the phony war, were you losing them then?
Well, no, I don't think there's any loss then. No, it might have been, mishaps landing and that, but
Were they flying... I'm still not sure about this. Were they flying operational missions during the phony war? Were they bombing missions before the Germans started the offensive in May?
Oh, yes, yes.
They were, but they weren't losing aircraft?
No, not then, no.
What were they bombing? Or you wouldn't know, would you?
No, wouldn't.
So how
I think it's communications more than anything they used to go after.
Now, how were you getting on with the French civilians?
Sorry?
How are you getting on with the French?
Oh, yeah, very well, yes. Oh, yes, I got on pretty well with them, really. We did in the village, you know, where we billeted. Yes. We used to go to the... the cafe and have ham and eggs.
That's the estaminet, I think they used
to. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What were the cafes like? I mean, were they serving wine as well?
Oh, yes, they sold wine, yeah. Oh, yes.
And how did you take to wine?
Well, I used to try it, but I wasn't too keen. I certainly didn't like Vin Rouge. But this cafe where we went, the Cafe Pontou, used to go down, the lads used to have ham and eggs. And some of them used to have about 3 or 4 eggs with a ham. I think they must have made a fortune, this little cafe. Yeah.
Anything else you remember about the phony war? You know, because it's quite a long time. You were there September to May before anything really kicked off.
Yeah.
Anything else in that time?
Well, there was the one thing that... while we were there, they had a panic on about fifth columnists that the Germans were dropping. And
That's during the quiet period.
Yeah. Oh yes, that was not so long after we first got to Villeneuve.
Now, what were they scared of?
Well, they'd used to drop these fifth columnists to do sabotage, like, you know. And they started some of the RAF personnel and French army used to go out into the woods looking for these fifth columnists. But I think they packed it up in the end. They didn't allow any RAF personnel to go because it was a case of who was shooting at who. They didn't know who in the bloody hell they were shooting at. Yeah. So the RAF didn't go anymore. I think it's just the French army trying to find them.
Oh. Was there any evidence of fifth columnist activity, or was it just rumours? I mean,
Well, as far as I could make out, it was just... They were probably there, probably done, but I never heard of any actual acts of sabotage at all.
Now, anything else in that phony war period?
Yeah.
You're still as a fit as mate all the way through it?
Yeah.
And what happens next then? Well, I mean, the German offensive is what? May 10th, 8th.
Well, of course, when did they... What was it, about the beginning of...
May.
When the Germans broke through. What was it, about the end of May, was it?
It's about the second week of May.
Yeah, something
like... What do you remember about that? How did it start, the German attack? Because it starts with air raids, doesn't it?
Well, of course... We weren't so near the front, you see, as what the soldiers were, letting you know where the fighting was going to be.
So when did you first know the Germans had attacked?
Well, it's a strange thing, really, because you didn't know. I know we were told to pack up. We packed up and we got on the horse. We didn't know where we were going or why. We just didn't know what was going on.
Now, what were the air crews doing? Were they fighting operations or what were they
doing?
Well,
of course, by then, we'd lost quite a few aircraft.
How did that... Did you know what was happening?
No, we didn't know. No, had a clue what was happening. We were just told to pack up and we got on, I think it was a couple of lorries that took us so far and dumped us off. And I think these lorries went back again. I think they must have been doing a bit of a shuttle service, you know.
And were you taking all your kit and gear with you, you know?
Yes, we had then, yes. And, anyway, so they dumped us off and then went back. And we started marching. Marched so far. And then, I think we got picked up again with these lorries. And we finished up... We finished up in this lane, in this sunken lane with the overrun with the trees. And when we got there, when we got there, there was two or three bell tents already pitched, you know, and it's...
Was this?
Well, I'd no idea where it was. I haven't a clue. We were going